Thank you for the kind introduction. I'm a PhD student at Bilkent University. As the title implies, I will talk about multi-frequency inversion. It has already been shown that by Charity Group, MMRE works very well. In NMMRE, influence of amplitude noise on elastography are reduced due to regions of low elastic strain in one frequency is compensated by high elastic strain in another frequency. And KMD is one of them. First, smoothing of MRI signal prior to unwrapping by Gaussian kernels takes place. And after unwrapping, directional filtering takes place of the Fourier transform data over time. And wave numbers are reconstructed. These wave numbers are amplitude weighted averaged. We can have the shear speed map. We try to see if using strain weighting instead of amplitude weighting averaging is possible or not, or is it more advantageous, as shown by McGarry, that high motion SNR does not always mean that you will have a reliable elastography map, but high OSSNR may result in good elastography maps. This has been shown for only nonlinear inversion, of course. Because there is a direct dependence of shear modulus on strain. To remind OSS, OSS is the maximum strain on given on any plane. So it has terms from the strain tensor matrix, which is the which consists of the derivative of the displacement in three directions with respect to three directions. U, V, and W are the displacement in X, Y, and Z directions, respectively. We implemented KMDev. We hope we got it right. We tried to obtain the same results on the paper. We tested two inversions. In the first one, we used amplitude averaging. And in the second one, instead of displacement to the fourth power weighted averaging, we tried square of OSS weighted averaging of square of wave speed. And we took the square root at the and to obtain the wave speed. We first performed a simulation using Compson multiphysics finite element method software. And we had a phantom study. Pre-described displacement is assigned to this plane in x direction, and the phantom had a disk inclusion and an inner inclusion, where Young's modulus density, Poisson's ratio, and stiffness damping, which is related to the ratio between loss modulus and storage modulus, also the excitation frequency. We performed frequency domain analysis from 24 to 48 hertz with 4 hertz frequency steps. We added noise to the exported data. Here, this is without noise, of course. You can see the propagation in x direction in the central yz plane. Here are the reconstructed wave speed maps for the amplitude weighting, OSS weighted, and the ground truth from the simulation. So, for instance, if this looks more elliptical, but it should be circular. But for instance, this may have some, I don't know, some artifacts here. But also this one may have. But both works very well. It seems that OSS weightening is also feasible. Also, we tested OSS weightening in the data given in the MRI study group webpage by Charité group. These are the individual wave speed maps. These are the amplitude weighted maps at different frequencies. So at 30 hertz and 40 hertz, we don't get much information since the weightening will be low. OSS maps at different frequencies. So at these reps, OSS is low, so we will not get information from there. At the interfaces, of course, the strain is high. It's similar to slip interface imaging. For instance, in the individual map at 7/3 has some wave artifacts here, but OSS is low at those bands. At the end, this is the amplitude weighted and this is the OSS weighted result. For instance, this lower left inclusion seems to be a little bit more visible. The artifact here is removed and the boundaries seems to be better. I have already said these three. OSS weighted averaging, it could be more advantages over amplitude weighted averaging. But of course, as told by Mantuka in the morning session, for second derivative techniques, this could not may not be true. Nonlinear immersion or KMDev does not have a second derivative. Thank you for listening. I would be glad to answer your questions.
And we do have time for questions.
What led to the choice of the square root?
Yes. We first started with OSS SNR weightening. That's why, because of SNR, we needed the square of OSS. Since the noise did not change from frequency to frequency, we didn't use the noise part for this data, for instance. The square of the shear speed comes from shear modulus, the strain is related with shear modulus, and shear modulus is related with the square of the shear speed. That's the reason. We just started working on this, we have to try more about that, yeah.
Any other, Eric?
Frequency goes down, amplitude goes up a lot. Does OSS SNR also go up when the frequency is lower?
Here, the amplitude is low, actually. And also the immersion is not also good. This one is saturated probably, but so also from the amplitude averaging, no information comes from these two. Also from OSS, we don't have much information. But normally that is true that in the low frequency you have more displacement. For this data, I don't know.
Is some of this just a higher frequency means shorter wavelength, which means?
Normally we have high displacement in the low frequency, right? That's why.
But higher frequency means shorter wavelengths, which means higher derivatives, which OSS is measuring.
Yes.
So various factors are.
Maybe I don't.